Hello everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. In this week's episode, I chat to Nitin Sood. He's the co-founder of Happy Shappy. They're based in Delhi. Happy Shappy is a one-stop shop for all things Indian weddings. So since launching last year, they're doing really well. As a first-time founder, Nitin shares his roller coaster journey so far. We talk about what inspired him to start his journey, his previous life in Washington, D.C., the vision of the company, plans for the future, and he also shares his top tips on how you can plan your own big, fat Indian wedding. Very important stuff, and much, much more. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, Nitin.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Of course, man. My pleasure.
Please tell me a bit about what you're building, please. Thank you.
What we are building? Well, we're trying to build the world, is what it seems like now, right now. But what we're building is precisely a way to make weddings easy. And we are focusing on the Indian wedding only because I feel it's very underserved. And for the magnitude of Indian weddings, there's not quite, it's not covered yet. So I feel people need a lot of assistance. So what we're building is a platform to make their life easy when it comes to weddings.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. And can you remember how this got started?
Yeah, it got started from a very simple idea where, might sound a little boring, but there's this Maslow's hierarchy of needs I believe in, basically. So when all your basic needs are met, I thought, money has to go towards providing convenience. And then when I started thinking about the problem of wedding, I felt like one third of life savings people are spending on these 2-3 days, and yet there was no convenience. So it just doesn't add up for me. So I thought there have to be some creative ways of making life easy. A wedding, sounding like I'm pitching my brand name, but we firmly believe in that a wedding should be a happy, shappy occasion. And unfortunately, just the run around you have to do takes away a lot of happiness from it. And so we're trying to put the happy back.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And when did you start and how's it going so far?
So we started, I was working in Washington, D.C. before this. So we left everything and moved over, moved to India in November of 2015. And so it's been slightly over a year now, but we've just launched about 3 months ago because since we were all very new to the sector, it took some time to ideate it properly. Especially I wanted there to be some original innovation in what we're doing. So I took my sweet time to just think of the problem and think of the ideal solution. So I did invest a lot of time in ideating, and then we launched it in September, basically the 1st of September. Mm-hmm. So far so good.
Excellent. And what does the actually said platform? I mean, talk about what it actually does in terms of features and benefits and stuff like that.
Absolutely. So what we will be doing is a whole different ball game as to what we are doing. So I'll start with what we are doing, and then I'll tell you what's coming up. So what essentially we are doing is we are creating a one-stop shop platform for everybody to use, whoever is getting married. It doesn't matter if you're the bride, you're the groom, you're the family. It doesn't even matter if you're the wedding planner, basically. We are going to make it essential for you to be on Happy Shappy, basically. So what the platform does is it's an aggregation of all vendors, helps you look at their profiles, see features they provide, who all fit in your criteria and who don't, et cetera, et cetera. So to make your discovery part easy. But see, the problem of weddings is, I keep calling it a problem because until it is solved, it is one. So the problem of wedding is multifaceted. So discovery is only one side of it. And the execution is the other side of it. So the first help Happy Shappy provides you today is in the discovery side of it. Mm-hmm. Now the execution is where the key is. So discovery, planning, and executing a wedding are three main verticals we're looking at. So discovery is obviously by putting everybody on one platform and, giving you the ability to go dig them out, et cetera, et cetera. So the planning is where we're going to make it easy with some tools which are absolutely new. And everything in one place is the key, basically. We want it to be the ultimate one-stop shop. So we're coming up with creative checklists. We are coming up with budget calculators. We are coming up with creative ways of doing guest lists. But more importantly, you will still have heard about these features here and there. But what Happy Shappy is essentially doing it is we are grasping the essence of a wedding. And the essence of a wedding is always. So what we're doing is making wedding collaboration online a similar task to what it is offline, which is making it a group project. So you can collaborate with your family, with your best friends, whoever you think are going to help you with the planning. You can assign each other tasks. You can keep track of who's doing what. And you can see the whole thing coming together. So it's quite different from what you have seen. Although the names might sound familiar when I say a checklist or budget calculator, but wait to see how we implement it, and it's completely going to be, you know, very different from what you've seen.
Excellent. So you only started 3 months ago. I mean, do you have any customers? Have you had any feedback yet on the actual product?
Yes, we have. So far, see, what we've launched is just the core. The core is the vendor platform. Mm-hmm. So all our tools and everything that I'm talking about, and there's quite a few which I haven't spoken about yet, but they're all coming in the next 2 to 3 months. So the customer feedback goes on what we are doing so far. So we've already closed a significant number of weddings, including weddings above the thresholds of 1 crore plus, which is a decent number of, a decent budget in India, and which is what makes us feel very confident. So the amazing thing is, just in 3 months, the big weddings we are getting now are all word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And it's astounding how within 3 months we are already reaping the benefits of word of mouth. That means clearly we had somebody satisfied, you know, mm-hmm. For them to recommend their love ones to us for their weddings now. Okay. So it's going well. It's going better than what we had expected. Mm-hmm. Because I'm still in my mind, I'm still in the beta phase where, you know, I'm still testing it out. I'm still trying new ideas. I'm still seeing what's working, what's not. And a repeat customer, there's absolutely nothing bloody like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about you then. What's your background then? I think you mentioned you lived in Washington, D.C. Is that right?
Yes. So my background is completely different. So I have a master's in computer science from George Washington University in Washington, D.C. I was working with a consulting firm, consulting for federal government in the U.S. And then for the last 3 years, I was working with the World Bank consulting as well. Oh, nice. And so very different life that we've just stumbled upon from what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And So the background was in IT, obviously, and that's why I think most of my approach to the solution is also very tech-centric. It's about how to enable technology to, you know, help you in your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how big's the team?
So the team size varies drastically from whatever we're trying to do, basically. So we have an average of about 10 people who are on our payrolls permanently. But then when we need a big surge, so for example, when we enter a new city and et cetera, so we scale up very, very quickly so far. So we go anywhere to between 30 and 40 then, and then we scale down quickly as well when the big surge is done, and then the core team takes over thereafter.
Mm-hmm. How are you finding the recruitment process? You know, what is it you look for? Is it someone who's got all-round skills or specific skills?
You know, I think we recruit a little differently, actually. So definitely we look for someone who has all-around skills. But I'll tell you something. I barely look at the resumes. Mm-hmm. And the reason is I'm not a big believer of the reasons why most people in India choose their, academic backgrounds that they have, basically. I, having gone through the system myself, I know it's not quite a choice. You know, you're supposed to choose after your 10th grade. I think you're too young to know what you want to do and stuff like that. So I don't quite go by what they've done in school and et cetera. I just talk to them. Our basic emphasis on recruiting is always on it being a cultural fit. I feel most skills can be taught. Mm-hmm. And if people have a natural flair for it, it's even easier because the learning curve is quite short then. But cultural fit is the only thing we look at. You know, we are a very, I like to believe we are a very fun place to work for. We are very informal. We don't do things formally. People don't feel like they come to an office, actually, but they do work. I feel, happy employees generally have higher productivity and creativity. So we don't go for anything specific. We just talk to people. We see who we like. Then we try to see where they could fit. We let them move around a lot. It's a startup, so everybody can do everything. That's the beautiful part about it. Having worked with bigger organizations, I've always found corporates to be very rigid in what you can do. So that was one thing I wanted to stay away from. So what we recommend is, instead of having employees, if all of my employees can think as entrepreneurs, then Happy Sheppy is going to be a very powerful force to reckon with, basically.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Is this your first time as a startup founder?
It's my absolutely first time doing any sort of business, let alone a startup. I've always had a job, a 9-to-6 job, and this is quite different. Mm-hmm.
And what was the reaction of your friends and family and your work colleagues when you decided to tell them that you were going to quit and do this startup?
So you know, that's funny. So the reaction of my family, so my family is, they're all from the business background. I was the first in my family for generations who's ever had a job first. So the reaction of them seeing me in business wasn't crazy, because they always thought I had a natural flair for it and that's what I should be doing. But the reaction was, so not so much on me entering business from the job world, but it was about moving back to India, because I happen to be from Punjab. And if I'm to guess, if your family's from Gujarat as well, both of our states are notorious for everybody moving abroad. And very rare do you see people moving back. Yeah. So the question was, why would you come back? So, which I just tell them my lungs were too clean, just to joke before they tell me that. So,
missing the pollution.
Yeah. So yeah, but it's fun, you know. But for me, moving to India was a decision. You know, it was a big decision. I won't underplay it. But the big decision always was, there's a lot of positives in what's going on here, right? The way the economy is moving, the way the solutions have to be implemented, it is full of problems. But problems, if once you enter entrepreneurship, start looking like opportunities, right? Mm-hmm. So there's so much that can be done here, I feel. And it's very important for everybody who can to contribute in the success of the country and take it forward, because there's a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've only been in this for 3 months, but you know, what have you learned so far as a first-time founder?
So what I've learned is that we're always learning. That's what I've learned. Every day is different. Every day we come through things which we've never seen away. But the interesting part is, if you take it one day at a time, it's all doable, mm-hmm. right? It's all fun. What was I straying away from when I moved from a corporate job to entrepreneurship was that I did not want a mundane life, and life right now is anything but mundane. It's just exciting every day.
Excellent. So going back to the business then, how do you make money out of this then? Obviously, it's a two-sided market.
So we make money by finding a fine balance, basically. Although the phrase reminds me of a book. But yeah, so what we try to do is we try to help out the customer. So we don't charge the customer anything. Happy Shop is a completely free platform. Mm-hmm. And, you know, initially I thought of how do we tell our story. And we thought we'd tell our story by saying we are free. But then we realized that it wasn't just that we are free. We are better than free. Mm-hmm. Because when you go through Happy Shoppy, not only does Happy Shoppy not charge you anything, the Happy Shoppy makes it their sole mission to save you as much money as possible. So I'll give you a rough example of how we operate. So we take a lot of this offline, because not all of it can be automated, mm-hmm. because of the sheer size of the wedding, right? And so we have a very hybrid model on how we engage online with the customer and then how we take it offline. And we have a concierge service where you get personal attention and somebody works on your wedding to get you whatever you need. So we advise you on what to get. We ask you what your tastes are. We tell you who the perfect vendors for you are. We know about your budgets. We don't ever suggest you go beyond your budgets. And we try to find you people within your budgets who will exactly do what you want them to do. So there is obviously an element of expertise. But the second thing we also do is, what we're finding out more and more is, especially in Delhi maybe, everybody knows somebody. So the way people do negotiations are, they have somebody call the venue guy or somebody and ask them to lower the prices. Mm-hmm. It doesn't generally work. You know, people are under an illusion that it works really well because now they have this phone call in place. But I draw a very simple, I have a very simple logic on how we work versus how that works. Whenever a person himself or herself goes and negotiates for a wedding, they're always negotiating for one wedding at a time. Mm-hmm. When Happy Shoppy enters a venue, Happy Shoppy enters the venue to negotiate 20 weddings a year. Right? So what I like to call ourselves are the wholesalers of the market. So you as a retail customer are never going to beat our prices, mm-hmm. no matter who you have call on your behalf, you know. Mm-hmm. So we do things very differently. The vendors, you know, thank God, because this was the big test for us, mm-hmm. in which I feel very confident about whether somebody will want to work with us or not. But the vendors are so keen to work with us because they see this is where the future is going. And the biggest problem Happy Shop is trying to solve right now is, we believe Indian weddings fundamentally stem from a date. So before you do anything, there is an auspicious date that somebody gives you, right? So whoever your religious authority is. And people want to do everything on the date. So the question of date is very important. Yet there is nowhere you can go online and you can say, I want to get married on November the 21st and tell me who's available. So in the coming months, Happy Shop is putting together a very different platform for all vendors to be on. So then for the customer, life becomes easier by at least knowing who's available, because that's a big deal. Because Indian weddings are very, very concentrated. Most people want to get married on the same few auspicious days in the month that there are. Right, so the question of date, we thought, is in the middle of all of this, and that is where Happy Sheppy is going to make some big strides, basically, in the coming few months.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Delhi. What is the startup scene like in Delhi?
Startup scene is amazing. Actually, not just Delhi, but startup scene in India is amazing. And, you will read both sides of it that, 2015 was the best year and 2016 was kind of slow. But I'll tell you this, man, there are plenty of problems to be solved. The concept of entrepreneurship is very, very simple. You find a problem, you bloody provide a solution. Mm-hmm. If you can do that well, you're golden. Mm-hmm. If your solution is not a good solution, then it doesn't matter what the environment outside is like. It doesn't matter what the investment environment is, nothing. End of the day, every investor is looking for a good business. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter which way the wind is blowing. If yours is a model that people can relate to and it's a successful model, you will always find what you're looking for. So the environment is amazing. So the best part is that I believe had I not started now, if it was a few years later, so that's where hats off to startups who started all this, recruitment must have been the biggest headache. But now people want to work for startups, right? So it makes our life sort of easier. So you don't have to no longer explain how long you've been in the business, blah, blah, blah. The way we recruit is we tell people our idea. If we feel they're enthused about it and if they share the vision we have, mm-hmm. we're like, come on. We bring them on board. Mm-hmm. It's very, very simple. And nobody has qualms about entering a startup. And so it's very encouraging, mm-hmm. to say the least.
What would you say is the long-term vision of the company?
The long-term vision of the company is simple. We want to help everybody in India getting married. Mm-hmm. As simple as that. I started this company with a simple perception, but looking back, maybe already I feel it's too idealistic. Mm-hmm. But the problem I was here to solve was the problem of convenience. Mm-hmm. But now, as we are into this business more and more, so there are problems we are solving. One is the problem of convenience, and the second is cost savings. Because cost savings is a big one. And we didn't quite expect that we will be able to save as much money as we already are to the customers, because some of the deals we've just closed are just astounding. Mm-hmm. So to put it in very, very layman terms, sometimes we book a 5-star hotel for somebody at the cost of a 3-to-4-star hotel. Mm-hmm. And even the people we book it for, they're surprised, and they never thought they were going to pull it off in a 5-star hotel. Mm-hmm. Right? So when you go through us, it's very different. Now, as more and more knowledge about the field, our team gains, we sort of know in and out. We know who's busy when, who's not, who's hurting, mm-hmm. how much discount can somebody give you. So the sheer amount of knowledge and expertise we are accumulating helps us in settling deals like they've never been done before.
Yeah, let's talk about the vendors then. How are you finding them? Are they coming on board straight away, or do they take time?
So I'm not gonna lie. It's been fairly smooth. And I'll tell you, the strategy when Happy Sheppy just was, the pre-launch strategy was, because obviously we're a self-funded organization, so it was very important for me to keep my spending in check. Mm-hmm. So to keep my spending in check, instead of getting these professional sales executives who will, obviously have a flair to go and get these vendors on board, mm-hmm. because this was a time, remember, we weren't launched. So what we had to do is sell an idea more than a product, right? Mm-hmm. So we took a big gamble in hiring a lot of interns, mm-hmm. from first or second year of college. Mm-hmm. And we trained them for some time, and then we sent them out. It was just beautiful. Before we launched, we had 1,500 vendors on board. Mm-hmm. Unprecedented. Mm-hmm. They had not seen the website. It didn't exist. They just heard the idea and they were just so excited about it. So I think the vendor onboarding for us went pretty well. And it's an ongoing process. It's never going to stop, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Indian weddings then. Obviously, sure. We have listeners outside India who probably don't understand the cultural significance. If you just explain it to them, why it's a big deal.
So Indian wedding, I'll be surprised if people don't know that Indian wedding is a big deal. I think... So having lived abroad, even people we associated with always knew that Indian weddings were a big deal. They're the most emotional moments of your life. So it's just next to religion, basically. The kind of emotion attached to a wedding is just crazy. It's beautiful, mm-hmm. right? And the significance of it, how people want to go about it, what it means is unprecedented. It's unlike anywhere I've seen. So naturally, the Indian market, and having being Indian ourselves, you know, we understand this market fairly well. So there's nothing better than what we are doing, I feel. So see, the concept of also why we named our company Hatchery was very simple. So people dream of their wedding days or their kids' wedding day from a long time. Unfortunately, when the wedding day comes, we believe what used to happen was that you're so inundated with these small little things that the wedding day just comes and goes by. And, you know, it still remains a dream. It's never how you envisioned it. So our goal is nothing else, but our goal is very simple. The goal is how to put the happy back in the wedding. Right. So our goal is how to take away all of your stress. You know, so I joke about it sometimes about when people ask what we do or what do we provide. I say we provide about up to 30% discount on bookings, and we provide up to 80% discount on stress because that's exactly what we want to do. But because if you have a happy wedding, and so far, you know, the reviews have been really good for people who went through Happy Sheppy, their weddings have been much, much happier. Than maybe what it would have been otherwise. Not because we have some magic pill that we give them, but we take away a lot of their running around and stuff like that and let them focus on themselves and people and, you know, all of the things they need to.
Mm-hmm. So any tips on organizing any wedding, you know, any do's and don'ts just for our listeners that may be getting married this year? Obviously use your website, but anything else?
Yes, don't use our website, because as I said, website will just take you so far. Mm-hmm. Use us. Is the big one. This is a very manual process. There will be automation, which many people will try, but automation will stop after a limit. Human touch is very important. I can never build an AI system so smart that it will cater to your emotional needs and all other needs as well, right? So get in touch with the right professionals. Focus on the things that are important. Don't run around more than you have to. Especially with the times we are in now, you know, both the groom and the bride, in most cases, most of our clients, they're both working professionals. There is no time to run after 20 venue guys, 20 decor guys, 20 photographers, because it all adds up. So make it simple. Use the services you have now, you know, whether it is us, whether it is any other entities like us, and focus on what is more important. Ask yourself, what is your Happy Sheppy wedding? Is it a big wedding? So we don't even actually promote the idea of having a lavish wedding all the time. We actually tell our customers very, very clearly, what makes you happy? Is this wedding for you, or is it for everybody else who's supposed to come there? Make it about yourself, mm-hmm. right? We come across these amazing stories. You know, one of our friends, he got married in an orphanage, actually. Yeah. I thought it was the most amazing story I'd heard. Instead of, you know, calling all these people, he said he didn't like, you know, he chose to spend it with these kids, and they were so over the moon because they'd never seen something like this, right? So ask, and at the same time, I'm not saying every wedding should be an orphanage, right? So if you are the kind of person who's always dreamt of your wedding to be this grand event, then go for it. Mm-hmm. But make sure you do it for yourself. So chase happiness is, you know, the only mantra I have, actually.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Last few questions then. What would you say is the hardest part about building this business?
Yes. So hardest part about building in this business is that when you bring all these people on board, you know, they join your family, basically. Mm. You want to do it right by them as well. So one, you're chasing your dream, but as your dream grows, there's a lot more people who get involved in that. So being the founder, you know, I often find it that I'm sitting and thinking about the extra responsibility that comes onto your shoulder. So you want your startup to do well. You want it to do well for yourself. You want it to do well for everybody who's involved. And I think, you know, some days are good, some days are bad. So the days that are bad, you often think a little more about this. The days you're good, you have this happiness in you that no job ever has given me, you know. So, yeah.
Excellent. Last question. For those people who want more information on you and your startup, what must they do?
You should just visit happysheppy.com. We have our numbers listed everywhere. If you like a personal touch, just call us. We are all very, very approachable. We all work in one big hall. There are no walls here. Call the number, talk to anybody, talk to me, talk to Sana, talk to any of our employees, do whatever. We'll be happy to help, whether you're getting married or whether you're just starting your journey as an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter what it is. We're very accessible, and we love people, and we love talking to people.
That's brilliant, Nitin. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Of course, man. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
All right, man. Cheers, mate. Thanks. So that's Nitin, and if you're having an Indian wedding, then please go to happyshappy.com. That's the end of the show. If you liked it, please leave a rating and review of the show. Just search for the Indian Startup Show on iTunes, Stitcher and Overcast. We're also on Pocket Cast, Downcast, Instacast, Podkicker and Apple TV. If you have any feedback on the show, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.ca, or tweet @IndianStartupSH. Or you can go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. Would love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.